When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to Couch Potato Diary, a special edition of Couch Potato Diary today, audio only, chatting with a few members of the Okotoks Dogs. I had a chance to interview a few of these guys at the media day before the season started. Yes, we are six games into the year, but things kind of got backlogged here a little bit, so want to get these to you now. And again, there is some talk about opening day, but you guys can just, you know, deal with it. The first one chatting with is Graham Bruner, who has been around the Okotoks Dogs for a real long time. We talk about that and some expectations for the year. Graham, it's another opening day. You've been a part of, I think, 87 of these now here in Okotoks. I'll ask about how the 04 championship was in a bit. Opening day for you, what's it like having gone through these and obviously another banner raising to be a part of as well?
Mm-hmm. I mean, every year it's great. I feel like they do something new with the stadium each year to bring more fans in, and I think I look forward to opening day the most. Just watching like all the new guys just take in the first day with all the fans and all the new guys starting to get around each other more and starting to know each other, and I think it's just a great start to the year at home.
Now, this is a group that's been together now for a little bit, for the most part, obviously, some new faces and stuff like that, but how much does that continuity kind of help with things going into a championship defense?
I think that with most of the guys returning, I think it's kind of big and important just to know what to expect out of those guys and then tell the new guys, hey, this is what we do here, this is what we expect each day, you know. Try not to lose at home and win as many games as we can.
Now, one thing that I kind of enjoy to see is the amount of guys coming from the same school, Emporia State for you. Is there recruiting going on? Do you, like, as the season's going on, like, do you just, like, gently whisper, Okotoks, as you walk by? Or what's the recruiting process like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I ask a few guys each year, like, hey, this is what happens in Canada during summer ball. If you want to do it, come out and do it. And then, we got Greg was here last year. Got him, and then we added Caden and Trent this year. So yeah, they're looking forward to it. They're already jacked up, and there's not even fans in the seats yet. So it's pretty awesome.
The stadium, I just got a glimpse of it walking in. It looks great with the new video board that they have and a new section. You've seen this thing grow over the last little bit. What's that been like for you to see the program grow the way it has?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, hopefully one day I can coach here and see it grow even more. But I mean, being on the field and watching the fans each stand up each inning, it's absolutely crazy.
For you, what was the collegiate season like, and what are you looking to work for in the season here with the Dogs?
I'm definitely looking forward to soak it in. Last summer, seventh year, I wish I could do seven more, but I can't. I'm looking forward to it, and had a pretty good year this year, so looking to build off it and do better things here.
The City Connect jerseys, or I guess Town Connect, what do you make of those jerseys here?
Oh, I like them a lot, yeah. Hopefully we don't really wear them on really hot days because they're all black, but I think they'll catch on fire pretty quick here.
You've been here 18 years. You didn't get to model that thing at the start? What's going on here?
No, I saw the draft late about it, but I really liked it when they sent it out.
Yeah. For the Dogs this season, now obviously the expectation is always championship. Well, what do you make of the group here this year?
I mean, most of the guys are returning, and I think everybody kind of after today and seeing opening day, I think they know what to expect and what happens, and trying to add another banner for the next year.
I'm always curious, do you get like a note from the college team like, hey, we want you to work on X, Y, and Z, or you should work on this, or do you just kind of show up and do what you do?
I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty good teacher now. I've been doing it for quite a while. I think I know how to control myself, know what to work on each day throughout the week. So yeah, kind of just go by ear, and then if Lou or Joe see something off, and they'll let me know.
All right, up next, we have Connor Croson, who has been one of the more consistent hitters for the Okotoks Dogs over the last few years. He is someone who, as you'll hear in this, has gone through the entire program and has really been a real reliable hitter in the middle of this Dogs order for a couple of years now. So here's my conversation with Connor Croson. So first and foremost, obviously, we got the new look here with the Town Connect jerseys. What did you think when you saw these things?
I honestly fell in love. They're awesome. The Cincinnati Reds have the same jerseys like this, and it's just a cool feeling. Like, I feel like a big leaguer wearing these, and I can't wait for the first game where we play in front of 5,000 fans. I'm blessed for this. This is awesome.
Was there a competition to see who would model these, or how did you win an arm wrestling contest, MLB The Show? How'd you get to model this for Media Day?
I think it's just because I'm a hometown kid. This is my 10th year in the academy, and then Brody's also wearing the other one, and his father owns the store that made these. So just us two got picked. Lou, our head coach, Skip, so he just said, you guys want to put it on? I was like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Now, looking at the stats coming into the year, it seems like for a few years now, your batting average just starts with a .300. That's just how it's going to go. What's the approach of the plate like for you, and what's been working the last, it seems like, forever?
Honestly, just see ball, hit ball. I don't really have an approach besides, like, sometimes I get too big and try and hit a homer, I guess. But other than that, I just try and hit line drives up the middle. And at the end of the day, you see, like, 16 pitches a game, and sometimes you just got to hit two of them. So that's really my approach, see ball, hit ball, see it up, drive it, hit it hard, because after you hit it, you can't really control what happens, and then just have a good attitude, be positive. The mental game's a big part of that, for sure.
Now, you've been here for a lot of success with this team, obviously, and they were talking about repeat, the three-peat. What do you make of the group, and what has made this team so successful?
I just think the way we play the game, we're very, like, get orientated, detail orientated, and just get the job done. Like, all the coaches here have taught us very well, and we add guys from winning programs, and so it just creates a good success for all of us. And
this summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.
Honestly, the energy, we all love each other, and I think good teams win where they have chemistry on the field. Now everyone's got their back, so I think that's the big reason why.
A lot of returning guys here too. How does that help ease things a little bit?
I think that's the best part. We got a bunch of guys. We got another year with most of them too, but you come in and then the new guys fall in with us and just kind of follow how we do it and how we've done it, because it shows we've won two in a row, so obviously it works. So they kind of just follow us a little bit and then bring their new energy and their new character, and I just think it's a good mix of new guys and old guys, and it's just honestly a good time.
Now, you've been a part of the program for a long time. Like you said, the facilities are incredible.
A1, they're beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know if it's hot enough in here, but aside from that, it's absolutely stunning. And obviously, we've seen a growth. Like, you're going down there and playing college ball. A lot of guys have come through here and have made an impact down in the States or wherever. What is it about the overall program that brings that success out?
I would honestly just say the love from the town. Like, I've played in Louisiana. Well, obviously, school ball's a little different because summer ball is more close. But, like, the facilities, this is the best I've ever been at. I've been at D2 in Montevallo, which the facilities are obviously beautiful there, but this is the next level. It's, like, nicest, like, minor league stadium, stuff like that. But I would just say the town, the people coming out supporting us. Every time you go up to the dish, you know that they want you to succeed. And, like, you just have fun and do your thing, and they're going to be happy and love you. So,
now, for you coming into this year, I don't want you to give anything away or anything like that, but anything you're looking to work on or improve on or kind of hone while you're here in Okotoks for a couple months?
So I'm working on new swing. I didn't really have, like, a stride last year. I had a good year, obviously, but I wanted to get into my power a little bit more, so I've been working with our coaches here on a little, like, leg kick, and defensively keep working on that and just try and be a lockdown third baseman the whole year. So that's really what I'm working on this summer.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And closing it out today, it is Quinn Toshnick, someone who has been a pitcher for the Okotoks Dogs for a couple of years now. And you can hear in this interview, he has some high expectations for himself, but is obviously very excited to get ready here for the Dogs in the 2024 season. All right, so we're here opening day for the Dogs. You've been a part of a few of these now and a few with championships as well. What's this experience like going through now a couple times?
I mean, it's always fun. It's something that I look forward to. Every year, it's honestly just a lot of fun to see the guys again, and, you know, the goal is to win the championship again, and just having that in the back of the mind really gets the adrenaline flowing, the excitement going. So it's always a lot of fun.
This is a group that, like, there's obviously some new faces. That's going to be the case with leagues like this, but there's a lot of returning players here. How much does that kind of help you guys get a leg up to start the year?
I think it's huge. I mean, just having the veteran presence is big on any team, especially, I think, collegiate level. We can help some of the younger guys or some of the new guys get adjusted faster rather than just having a full team of new guys. So I think just the veteran presence is going to be what sets us above everyone else. So
now for you so far coming into this, how do you feel like you did in collegiately, and what are you looking to work on here?
I mean, this might be it for me after this season, so I'm looking to hopefully go out on top and just enjoy it for what it is. So
just grip it and rip it, right?
Exactly.
I guess speaking of grip it and rip it, Tugboat's doing pretty well with minor league ball. Are you following him? Do you guys message at all? Like, well, what's your level of paying attention to that?
I mean, it's hard not to pay attention to him, right? You see, I mean, some of my teammates at school have never met the kid. They're reposting stuff. They're sharing stuff. So I hear it a lot from my teammates at home or at school, but yeah, keep in touch with Tugboat. He's a good kid. It's hard not to root for him and follow up with what he's doing. So
yeah, kind of a nice proof of concept here too, of like, hey, like this dude went through here and now he's striking out like 11 guys in an inning and a half. Well, that must feel good. Like, okay, yeah, there's some good things happening here.
Oh yeah, like anyone who's played with Tugboat, anyone who's played against Tugboat, like, they know what he's capable of. So it's good to see that his success is continuing on to pro. So none of us are surprised that he's doing it, but we're proud of him. So.
Expectations for the year, obviously hoping that the season ends the same way it did last year, but what are you expecting from yourself this year?
Just try to get back to season 2 years ago. I had good success then and not as much last year, but I really just want to get back to just how I was, come in strike one and sit down hitters, get weak contact, just keep it consistent.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. All right, that is going to do it. Again, a little bit late. Didn't get this out for opening day the way I wanted to, but hopefully still some good stuff. Thank you to the Okotoks Dogs for chatting with me there. If you are listening to this on Tuesday when this came out, head down to the ballpark tonight. It is the Dogs taking on the Edmonton Prospects. First pitch is at 7 o'clock. If you can't make it to the ballpark, myself and Conrad Crosser are going to be talking about it on Home Team Live, doing the play-by-play on there. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Make sure you leave a review. Follow me on social media at Primetime Klein, and I'll talk to all y'all later. I am out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.